Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I've been Shrek'd. I've never done Shrekking.
It affects performance.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All I got to read something to you.
Okay.
Remember, I mean what I'm saying about fouling somebody. Yep. Butcher texts you and
foul
I. Tell me if Butcher.
Okay.
If you remember this, this is why I love him. He said, when Pat Spencer fouled Shingun in the first round last year, that was the end of that game. You remember that?
Yes.
I had nothing till he said it, but that I want Dre or somebody else to send it, man. It ain't, you know, the NBA used to be predicated on, oh, y'all think it's easy? We got to send message for us.
Those days are over. You know that. You know that, Goo.
Those days
of the hard foul are over.
Not even.
And it's a good thing they are, because the Warriors as a team have benefited.
Jimmy took a hard foul and got up last night, and I thought something was going to pop off.
No.
But well, I'm saying for us, we are not Olivia Newton-John. Rest in peace to the queen. We are not physical.
This is
she dead?
The equivalent of flipping the spread.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of flipping the spread.
You think?
What is?
The hard foul.
Oh, I got
you. But the players do it. They police themselves.
Right under the team meeting.
Oh, man. Good call, Butch. Pat Spencer.
Are you sure Olivia Newton-John's dead?
Yeah, remember I came in and last year or it might have even been this year. Tell me what day she passed. This one is 110%.
Yeah, she passed away in 2022.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who just turned 100, though?
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke.
Dude, that was it. He was always clean cut.
So, Goo, let me ask you this. We've got Marvin Livermore.
Okay. Because we're going to do the Niners next segment for Niner fans. We got to get
him. And he's coming down my road.
Put him on now.
What could he be coming down my road about today?
Because you're tap dancing around. Like, you put it on me. You got to. It's incredible what you're doing.
The roster construction is more of an issue than coaching.
Right. But then you close the oven door like, but I already knew it and wash your hands of it. No. There's a problem.
Bottom line is everybody that was gung-ho about following this strategy down the Steph Curry road.
But he's not the problem.
Well,
he's balling.
It's not about Steph Curry. It's about the team.
But then why are you getting mad at the theory of it was right because this dude's got major juice left, but everything around him is...
It's a team game, Goo.
Well, no doubt.
Okay. Well, they don't have enough good players.
Is it fair to ask, is the coach using the players that he has? Right.
I think it's a roster construction issue.
I'm with you.
If you show me two players, and I don't know which one's the sixth man and which one's the 12th man.
All right. Then I'm going to say this to you before you go get Marv. And just give me my victory lap. We're both in black today. Men in black.
You haven't gotten one thing right this year.
I'm on fire.
What victory lap are you even
talking
about?
Lakers. What are you talking about?
Okay, you're a quarter of the way through that bet.
Hey, just look at me and tell me, and so the listeners are watching and hearing. Al Horford,
he might play Thursday.
I don't care. Was the worst acquisition this older team needed? Just give me that.
I won't.
Look at you smiling, but you have.
Hey.
That's on the front office.
It's
after the
on
Chris Paul debacle.
The fan base, too.
In what regard?
For embracing this strategy that they've employed the last couple years. Now they're in a pickle. Now they're in a pickle. But We still got to figure out what's going on in the next month, too. Oh, I got to get to Marv.
All right. Come down this road, Marvy, baby.
Right, here we go, Marv. Give it to me, baby.
I'm
Rick James. Marv in Livermore.
Hey, Steiny and Goo. Great show as always. And Goo, I love the passion today. Steiny.
Yeah.
Your new name is Steve Kerr's Ray Ritter Jr. You are so, you are his publicist today because please answer just a couple questions.
Sure. I'll try.
You mean to tell me a four-time champion coach and player champion has zero input in a roster with Mike Dunleavy? He's not Bob Myers. Steve Kerr helped build this roster. He waited for Melton. He waited for Horford. Steve Kerr develops the game plan. Guru's right. They knew about this roster in training.
Damn.
And he has not changed the game plan from Steph being the focal point and opening it up when he's not on the floor. That's why these guys can't do the job when Steph's not there, is because Steve Kerr has not adapted or improved his game plan to include the things that the other guys do well. It's all about Steph in the game plan, and that needs to change. And then the last thing, you cracked me up, Diney. You said you have no issue with Pod the way he played the last couple
of
days.
Last night. I said Friday wasn't very good. I said he was harmless last night.
Okay. Harmless, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't win.
No.
So when Kuminga plays well and they lose, you say he has no impact in winning and he's playing without lack of basketball IQ. Well, the Warriors are losing without Kuminga. You still have not talked about these guys playing and not impact winning like you do on Kuminga.
The guys who aren't impacting winning are the guys that I think are Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green right now, way more than any of the role players.
But they were playing in Minnesota when JK went off, but JK got the criticisms like, well, he's doing it and we're not winning. Well, Butler and Green were still there. Nobody went down that road. So stop going down the JK road saying he doesn't impact winning. When he's not on the court, Warriors lose, then it's nobody else.
Mm.
Why?
I feel him, Stott. He's basically saying, why are none of the others getting that Jonathan Kuminga when he does play well?
What do you
criticism
mean?
Of, well, it didn't lead to winning. But we don't do that for the Pods or the Spencers or the Gee Santoses of the world. There's like that microscope of the Kuminga.
Well, part of the reason is because people think Kuminga's a superstar in the making, and Gee Santos might not even be good enough to be on other teams' rosters. That's why, because people think Kuminga is a star. And I'm not there. I'm not there.
Well, I was a Kuminga stan, and I still think the dude's potential is through the roof. I am disappointed, but I am going to stand on business when I say this is a very bad look for everybody involved, even Kuminga, because I don't think his lab work was the correct work. But for this to be where it's at, him just be a DNP, and you still got to possibly flip him, this is bad for everybody involved. On the court, all that's – this is a major fail collectively, this Kuminga situation. And it's the last, Donnie, I mean this, it's the last scenario or place that I thought we'd be at 27 games in.
Why? Why did you – like, I guess my question would be, why did you not even allow for this possibility?
Because a team – that is married to the idea, which you've said clearly you don't agree with, everything for Steph, didn't have many things in their toolbox, their utility belt, to use. And Kuminga and flipping him at his highest ceiling or when his value was at his highest was something that, even though I didn't want it to happen, I thought, you know what, that's going to benefit this team. But if this keeps up, and right now, if a trade were to be consummated, I mean, you said last week, and you're not the only one, his value's probably lower than it's ever been. But that's a fail.
But his value is never high. His value's never been high, Kuminga's, because everybody's like, what's going on with him? And the answer isn't, well, he is great, and the Warriors are making a monumental mistake. That may be the answer to some people, but I see a player who's still got a long way to go. Now, do I think he should be getting DNPs? Probably not. But I think some stuff's come to the fore maybe with his attitude right now. I don't know.
But if this is how he was going to get treated, or this was lowest in, let me hear me out. If this is how they envisioned his end time here, why would you even give him a contract? You should have just said, hey, we ain't doing nothing. Come back and play on that. What was it, 7.9, whatever it is, and play hardball like that. But to break him off some change and then do this to him doesn't make sense to me.
I do not look at it as, and this is what you do to him. I don't look at it that way. He hasn't played well this year.
Right.
They've played 27 games. He played a good six. Like, this is another reason why they're not a great team, is because their players like Kuminga and Pajemski and Moody and Post and Trayce Jackson-Davis have all played about 6 to 9 good games this year. And oftentimes not in the same game.
Well, I'm on the island of, I watch the league pass all the time, every day, Stani. And if a winning team, if their record's not all that, I still see length, athleticism, and I'm like, who's that? Who's he? Who's that? And when you look at the Golden State Warriors, they got aging stars, but then when it comes to their young assets, they don't have good enough young assets. And I'm telling you something you probably already know, that's not a good place to be in right now.
The other thing that's going on with Jonathan Kuminga, and one of the reasons why he's probably not playing, is he's not a part of the future, whether you like it or not. He doesn't want to be here. That has kind of manifested itself. He doesn't look happy. Now he's not playing. Doesn't want to be here. They don't really want him here either, I don't think. But they did it because they didn't want to, you know, they still view him as some kind of an asset. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's go to Frank in Atlanta. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing?
Hanging in, Frank.
I hope everybody had a good weekend. Okay, Steiny, you're partially right. Guru, you're partially right. The roster construction is horrible because we're not, our business model is AFU. But that's another time for another discussion. What's going on right now is we don't have a coach who can adapt on the fly. Mm. We have to understand Steve Kerr is a manager, not a coach. There is a difference between a manager and a coach. Those are two different words with two different definitions. A coach teaches, a manager points. Steve Kerr is a manager. Jerry West built him a roster and told him who to play, when to play, where to play. We won. The next year, when he came back from the back injury, we were doing just fine until Andrew Bogut limped off the court in game 5. And then Tyronn Lue coach circles around him, and we lost. And then Jerry West hired Mike Brown, told Mike Brown what to do to carry Steve Kerr, and then he went and got Kevin Durant, and Jerry West rolled off into the sunset. And we won 2 championships in a row, and Mike Brown stayed, and then we won a third. And then Mike Brown left, and we beat him in game 7, and then he beat us in the play-in. So this whole 4 championship Steve Kerr thing, move off of that. He's not a great coach. He's a great manager.
Mm. All right, Frank. I hear you.
Yeah, and I'm going to put a rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Frank, I hear you. But the bottom line right now through 27 games is they are wasting Steph Curry, who's averaging 30 points a game, 2% off his field goal percentage at 48 from 50, and his 90%, 50, 40, 90 is right there. And this is not how anybody over there at Warrior Way drew it up. And to be honest, I think I would sleep better if Steph Curry was at his Larry Holmes stage or Muhammad Ali when it was over and they couldn't do much and they were just getting mollywopped across the head and you knew age and attrition had kicked in. This is what makes it worse is the Steph Curry's doing his thing. Steiny, 49 and 39 points respectively his last two games and they resulted in L's. And Steph would never tell you, "Goose, Steiny, I'm perfect." But this is the Macbeth part of this tragedy, that this dude is playing at this level and we got to kiss Jimmy Butler's ass to shoot more. And the coach is taking it on the chin saying, "I got to devise something to make." Jimmy Butler's been around forever and a day. He knows his team needs more. You got to bust more tail. You got to be more dominant, man.
And you think those are the answers to bust more
tail?
What
else is there on this roster?
That's the point, Goo. We got to start opening our eyes to what's on this roster.
But as far as what can be done, that's something that could happen.
Okay, and that's why you lose me. Jimmy Butler is not going to play like he's 28 anymore.
Can I ask you why?
Because he's 36! Goo! Like, that's old in basketball.
Steph's 37.
I know, and he's the anomaly. He is like the anomaly.
Okay, this is what I want. Let's say you're right. I want Jimmy to face that music and tell us he can't do it. That's what, like, I feel like he's
what
he's
should he skating. Say? How do you
no,
say that?
No, somebody's got to ask him, like, "Jimmy, do you feel like you could be doing more offensively?" And last year it came up, but it really didn't come up. And he kind of told us his answer. He kind of basically said, you don't tell me how to do and what to do and how to do it. But now we need to ask, "Hey, man, we are hemorrhaging. You got the goods. Is it age?" So that's what can make me sleep better. We got to attack and just ask the man and see how he responds. You could be right, Steiny, but I need to hear from the horse's mouth. It's age, brother. I can't do it like that no more, Goo. I don't believe that to be the case.
Why not?
Because he's just in his comfort zone, and if it's good enough, it's good enough.
This
and
is who
not,
he is.
It's not. And last year, Steph went down on the national stage, and he shot relative. He was a mouse in regard to field goal shots.
Oh, well.
Oh, he was hurt.
Well,
it's too much of that going on. Well, I'm just being real, man.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
you're not being real. You're being Pollyannish. You really don't believe age has anything to do with what's going on. Like, do you realize that one of the reasons Draymond Green is turning the ball over is because he's older?
Yeah, but look at his body, and his body has been slipping from it. So I get that, and he's been Joe Frazier. I'm looking at Jimmy Butler and the shape he's in.
Look at both of them.
Like, Jimmy Butler's an alpha, Steiny. I feel
no,
like
not.
He can do more.
Does he look like an alpha?
I mean, he ain't slipping. His body looks great.
The other
he
thing,
beats to his own drum.
Which we knew.
We already have one guy
him.
That does that. Now you're telling me another that has offensive goods? We can't even ask him, "Hey, can you do a little more? Can you do me a solid? Can we get something a little more from you offensively, bud?" No, he's telling you don't come
so
at
is,
me
is,
with that.
Is Steve Kerr the problem with Jimmy Butler?
Well, I'm going to find out because I didn't like her saying, "I got to come up with a plan to get Jimmy going more." No, you don't, coach, and I know what you're doing.
Here's where I think.
Jimmy should know this.
Here's the issue, Goo. Jimmy Butler has played a certain way his entire freaking career. He is the opposite of a volume shooter. He wants to be the most efficient player in the history of the game. That's the way he's played.
Right.
That's what got him to the level that he got him to. You can't go to Jimmy Butler at 36 and say, "Hey, Jimmy, We need you to be more of an alpha, because what's going to happen is he's less equipped now to do it than he was at 28 when he didn't do it. And so if he tries to do it now, the results are going to be much worse than if you asked him to do this 5 or 6 years ago. And then we'll see his efficiency numbers come back. Jimmy Butler, when he says, all I care about is winning, the assumption is that what he does and how he plays is the epitome of winning basketball. So he doesn't look at it as though, well, I'm going to go start taking some bad shots just to get some shots up to jumpstart. That's not who he is. He's never been that guy. And he's just a tough guy to demand things out of, because he's like Iguodala in a way. Like, he thinks everything he does is the way it needs to be done to equal winning. He's really set in his ways, Jimmy Butler. Yeah. Let's go to Shaka in Berkeley.
Shaka.
Hey, Shaka, how you doing?
Oh, man, how you doing? How both of y'all doing, man? Hey, Guru.
Yeah, it's kind of funny you call when Minnesota beats Dallas, but yeah, good to hear from you. Wow, man. Damn, Chaka.
McCarthy threw an interception, and he smiled. It's just like with Kuminga, did a turnover, and he smiled. McCarthy came back and threw 2 touchdowns and ran one. So we got to, like, to make the narrative, you know?
Yeah.
The narrative everybody's making that he's not. I think Stein was Captain Saber-Kirk.
Oh, the second person.
You need some more athletic players in there, man. You got 2 guys going off at 35, man. And you got Todd, Milton, Curry, Draymond. You got and Jimmy. You need to switch that lineup over with Santos. You got Richards. Richards is not playing. Why is Richards not playing? You know what I'm saying? With Kuminga this and Kuminga that. Why? You got to get some athletic players. This is a new league, man. Portland's 16, but they play like Houston. They give an older team problems, man. You got the guys on the bench that can make a contribution. And it doesn't make any sense to me. Wow. These trade values doing again. Why would somebody want to pay something for somebody not even playing? So it doesn't make any sense. It's like Curse pouting on the bench. He's the coach. He needs to come in a direction. This is lackluster basketball. 13-14 basketball. You need to get some young players together and put your arm around them. That's like you put your arm around the Big Three and be a coach. And be a leader, man. That's all. And stop making excuses. That's what we need, man.
Thanks.
That's all we need. We love Steve Kerr and everything, but he's got to look. You got a guy 23 sitting on the bench. Whatever it is, are you just trading it? So it ain't making no sense.
He's not the only one, Stoney. Right or wrong.
Yeah,
Kerr's a made man, and I get it. I'm not saying he should be
Moody
fired.
And Kuminga and Post. They are really super players. They are guys that could bring it home. Come on now.
Can I ask you a question? Because you are a basketball connoisseur.
If we're talking about Butler, Green, and Curry. Okay, Butler's not having a great year. Draymond's not having a great year.
Butler probably tell you he's having a great year, but go ahead.
Who's their fourth best player?
Kuminga.
And that's a problem.
He's out the rotation.
I don't know who their fourth best player is.
I'm asking you, because I need help. I'm not telling you Will Richard is Iguodala. I'm asking you what you think went into Steve sitting him down.
I told you what I did, and I told you. He leans on experienced guys.
So explain Richard starting
He's
for
a
as
rookie.
Long as he did. Hello?
Because I told you that on Friday you could tell things were going in a different direction, and he was going to have to make some decisions on who plays and who doesn't. And he said, I can't play 14. I can only play 11. So I got to assume that Richard does not get the first crack at it because he's been on the team 25 games as opposed to all the other guys who have been here for 3, 4, 5 years. Well, where was that? If you're right, then that would have prevented, to me, if you're playing that domino, that would have prevented him from even starting over those guys because he had only been here
for those guys hadn't
time.
Been those guys had not been playing like they were playing when Richard was starting earlier in the year, and then they had a good week. They had a great four games.
How many
and it
teams
felt like things changed.
Have started a guy 12 games in a row and then benched him?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Probably not. I mean,
thank you, Evan.
I mean, you got to take a guy out of the lineup at some point for whatever reason. But what I'm saying is,
like a healthy scratch after starting 12 games in a row.
That's crazy to me.
The question, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm saying I don't know. But what I'm saying is, I think we can lean on situations in the past to try to help explain what he might have been thinking.
But does it raise an eyebrow at all to you?
No. You know why? Because I think people are cuckoo about Will Richard. He's like, he is the definition of just, I don't know what he's going to be. I just know right now he's just a second round draft pick who's playing spot minutes and did okay for a while. But again, like, I don't think he's the difference between winning and losing games. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. A segment also brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.